Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Tom Moore, sports columnist for the Bucks County Courier-Times. We talk 76ers, who, of course, have finally settled on a general manager. They're going to promote Elton Brand to the position, a press conference expected tomorrow. And first of all, Tom, your initial thoughts when you heard the direction the Sixers have decided to go in?
Yeah, I guess I was a little surprised. Brett Brown had lunch Tuesday afternoon. He kept saying that, you know, he was confident the Sixers would have a general manager before the start of the season. And that was after Josh Harris had said in the ESPN interview in the last month that, you know, they were going to hold out for the guy they really wanted. If that meant 2019, you know, then it meant 2019. They had to get the right guy. So when Brett Brown said that, you kind of wonder, you think it'd probably be internal, but Mark Eversley has more experience, worked for the league, and he was a Brian Colangelo's right-hand man and so on. But, I like Elton Brand. I think he knows a lot of people, both players and executives and coaches around the league from his 17-year career. He had two stints here, being the GM in, you know, of the G League team last year and the Sixers VP of basketball operations. And apparently the Sixers really liked the idea. The management really liked his ideas and the things he said. So, you know, I say, give him a shot and see what happens.
What does this hire tell you about the influence Brett Brown's going to have past just being the head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think because it was interesting Tuesday, Matt, at the luncheon when Brett was talking about he was looking forward to his partnership with the GM. I never heard him refer to, you know, Sam Hinkie and Brian Colangelo, his relationship as a partnership. So that, kind of led you to believe that it might be somebody that he was familiar with, comfortable with, probably not a high-profile guy coming in from another team who he doesn't know, and they're not familiar with each, you know, they don't have a great working relationship yet or whatever.
So you mentioned Elton Brand's experience and obviously knows a lot of people. Past that, what do you think are some traits from covering him, talking to him over the years that will really benefit him in this role?
Yeah, he's bright. He's perceptive. He's a good people person. A lot of people like him. You know, he's a very likable guy. I think he really worked hard the last year learning from Brian Colangelo and Mark Eversley and, you know, other front office, Sixers front office people that he worked with. He spent, you know, a lot of hours kind of, digesting information and how things are done and options and what to do. And I think, you know, I think he's open-minded. I think he will consider any and all options, which is his job. And, you know, the big thing is adding a third star. How can you do it? If you can't do it during the season, it all comes down to next summer. And you need to figure out a way to get another elite player here to kind of take the Sixers theoretically over the top or give them a better chance, you know, to be a conference final or an NBA final type team.
Let's get past the Elton Brand or move that aside for a moment. Several other topics were discussed yesterday with Brett Brown. One of the things I'm very intrigued in, Markel Fultz, because I think he could be kind of a wild card. People talk about they didn't get the star in free agency, but he has special talent that allowed him to be drafted number one overall. We've heard a lot of positives coming out of his work this summer. Kind of talk to us through what's the signal, what's the noise, where do you think Fultz is?
Yeah, Brett Brown said, you know, he's told that Fultz was taking 150,000 jump shots in the offseason, which is a pretty large number, which would be, you know, more than 1,000 a day if you do the math. That's 1,000 a day for 150 days, which is 5 months. And they haven't had 5 months since the end of the season. So he's taken an average of more than 1,000 per day. Brett said, his confidence is coming back. He sees more of that swagger of before. But he did say there are still some kind of kinks that need to be worked out, that sometimes he fades away when he shoots the jumper and he may lean back. He's not vertical all the time. You know, his body is not in line the way it should be. But you're right, Matt. If they're going to take a jump from 52 wins and making the Eastern Conference Finals last year, Eastern Conference semifinals last year, excuse me, Markelle Fultz is going to be the guy that takes him there. And I thought it was interesting that Brett Brown said that, you know, he wants to put the ball in Fultz's hands, and he's planning on playing them together, him and Simmons. But obviously, if neither one can make a 15-foot jump shot, it's going to be very, very difficult because other teams are really going to back off. So I think it's a very interesting scenario. It could end up with Fultz starting by the end of the year if he's the player that they think he can be. But I would think to start the season, he's probably coming off the bench, primarily being a backup point guard, and see how it goes with Ben Simmons.
Tom Moore, sports columnist for the Bucks County Courier-Times, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk 76ers. And Tom, if someone wants to check out your work, what should they do?
Sure, they can go to Twitter, at Tom Moore Philly.
Tom, thanks for the time and insight.
Thank you anytime, Matt.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.